Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at UH1.com.
I can't get nowhere in life, or I don't have money, I have this and that. And I realized the only difference between me, them, or any of us is what we negotiate through life. How many born with a silver spoon in their mouth? What, 2% of the world? So the rest of us have gotten to a level of success or broken the cycle in our families or even just become a better person by purely negotiating with themselves and then with others.
Like most of us start, there was no belief that I could do it, but I remember walking into a store, saw this picture of this guy who looked like a young Mike Tyson hanging off a pair of jeans, and it was Carl Kanai. And then it just hit me. I thought prior to that, we always thought that you had to be from Italy and France to design. You had to be older and like a, you know the guys with the tape around their neck, you know, the tailors, right? Sure, sure. And so, or whatever the fashion designer had looked like in those days. And I thought I'm just supposed to buy from them. When I saw that, I was like, wow, that's amazing. Okay, no problem. Then I'm watching a De La Soul video, I remember, and seeing them wearing these hats. It almost looked like a ski cap, but it has like a tie on the top. And I couldn't find that hat anywhere in Queens. I finally find one uptown Manhattan. I pay for the hat. I come home. I show my mother. I said, look, Ma, go get $40 worth of fabric. I go to the store. Get $40 worth of fabric. I come home. I give my mother the stuff to sew the hats. And she says, I'm not sewing this. You're sewing this. I said, oh, crap, now I got to work at this. I sew the hats, and then all of a sudden, I have all these hats and only one head. So anyway, so that's when it happened. That's when I went out and sold those hats in the outside on that Good Friday, and I sold $800 worth of hats in 1 hour. Wow. And that's when it just snapped. I just said to myself, wait a minute. I made this with my own hands. I went and sold this to individuals, and nobody was in my way. I didn't have to get a check from a boss. Nobody told me when or to come to work or go to work. I can't get fired from this because of my color, creed, or whatever the case is. I'm responsible for what's happening here, yeah. And I will either fail because of every decision I make, or I'll succeed because of every decision I make. When you're working with the power of broke, it does a couple of things. Number one, it makes sure that you learn the process yourself. You can't afford to hire anybody else. So all those people out there who pay $40,000 for a website when it really costs $5, right?
Or you can leverage it by bartering or something.
Whatever the case is, right? So you have to learn the process. And what happens during that period of time of learning the process is that when and if and hopefully you get to the point that you are successful, nobody can tell you lies. You can't have somebody say, well, I'm not going to tell you about shipping because, you know, you're firing me and I got to go work it out yourself. I said, get the hell out of the way. I've been doing this for 8 years myself, right? You get and you learn the process, number one. Number two is because you don't have a lot of capital, you focus on the only thing that you can do. You don't drown an opportunity. You don't take a bunch of money and go, huh, we should try a bunch of stuff. Here you go. Here's 10,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000 here, 10,000 here.
Go.
yeah, you go. All right, what are we going to do with this hat right now?
The first thing to achieve is, why do you want to achieve it? Like, what is your outcome? Many of us walk into the room, even into the room we're talking to ourselves, and they're not honest about the outcome. What is the outcome? Why are you going through the motion? Is it because society has told you that that's what it should be, or is it that your parents always wanted that from you, or is it that you have been neglected in some way and you're trying to please a bunch of people that you can't stand? Or is it that you want to change the world? Is it that you know that you being healthier is going to be able to be around in your family's life much longer, or you're going to be able to stop some social injustices? Like, yeah. What is your why, first right. of all? I just started looking at all the best things in my life, the people that I get to motivate, the fact that a little brown boy who's dyslexic from Queens with no money, no nothing, came up in the world, and hopefully I can empower the next little brown boy, little brown girl, or anybody of any color, culture, or sexual preference to be not the next Damon John, be the next Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Oprah Winfrey, or President Barack Obama. If I can do that, then maybe that's what my life was, that's what God put me on this earth for. It made me also want to live to leave my daughters a legacy. I wanted them to be proud of their father. Mm-hmm. So I refrained from doing and having a lot of the temptations that I've seen a lot of people fall short and get caught up in. And nothing wrong with that. We're all human. So when I invest in brands and companies, I invest in them because they're allowing me to be part of their dream, but I'm also learning from them, which is in return allowing me to go back to my special skill set and improve it. I was watching a show where a girl she was now living in nature, but she said, I lived in Ireland and I was fighting every weekend in clubs and bars, and I realized I was working and I was so miserable, so that was my release. So I was working to fight because I was so damn miserable with my life. And then she started to find causes that she liked. She stayed the job, but she would go home at night and put some time into causes that she liked. And she got able to get out of that circumstance and move to someplace else. And now she's doing what she loves. But people don't know their why. But people always say, well, I want to be a millionaire. Well, what are you going to do when you get $1 million? Right. What are you going to do with the money? Some people go, I'm just going to keep making money. Well, okay, you're going to be a millionaire. So if over 65% of the lotto winners are broke 3 years after winning lotto, same thing with athletes.
And football players, yeah.
And football players, 3 years out of the league, they didn't know their why. The football player knew his why, I want to get that ball or run that play. Mm-hmm. I want to become part of a championship team.
Because I love it, or because it makes me fulfilled, or it's fun. Or
I love going to the gym. I'm there for competition. You know better than I do because obviously you are an athlete. If you don't know your why for $1 million, well, when you get the money, you're going to buy a Bugatti? You're going to buy 10 cars? But then you just have the Bugatti, right? So now what else you need, right? Are you going to buy 10 cars? Are you going to move to Bali and live off $30,000 a year for 10 years, carve canoes, save the turtles, and invest in some stocks because stocks are going to average out 12% every year, and you're going to turn the $600,000 into whatever the case is. And then when you come back, like, what are you going to do? Are you going to buy investment properties and keep doubling down? Many people go through life without their why. No single shark has taught me the most, because I learned from all of them. They're all really, really, they all are really fascinating in their space. I think Barbara, though, sometimes is the one that can influence me the most because, I love marketing and branding.
Yeah.
But I'm a one-trick pony. You know, I'll get it on a celebrity, get it on a famous show, or get it on whatever the case is, and then I'll make inventory. Barbara will come with ideas out of nowhere. She pulls it out of the air, and they're brilliant ideas, and they're not... They're very rarely are they similar. I don't write books to write books, and this is my third one in 5 years. And me being dyslexic, it is not an easy.
I know the feeling, man.
It's really not easy. I think that a lot of people out there are misinformed. They need information. And I think if you look at a lot of your books, my books, and various other people, and we happen to know each other, but I believe that if you read a vast amount of things and you start to see that all these people don't know each other, but they're all saying something very similar. Mm-hmm. And if you're applying that to your life, that's how it happened to me by reading Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, or The Greatest Salesman of Babylon, or Blue Ocean Strategies, all these. And I started to see these things that come together. It gives you more power to go out and execute. Sure. So the reason I wrote this book is because a lot of people that came up to me and started saying, I can't take control of my life. Or I've heard people say, Or act like somebody else is supposed to issue them power, or somebody took power away from them. And I realized that people always thought negotiation, first of all, you're negotiating every minute of your life. And I realized that people always thought negotiation is purely transactional. when you get to one, you get to the table, I'm sitting across from you, right? And it's not. It's about building influence. Mm-hmm. Then it's transactional, and the transaction needs to be what's in it for the person across the table, not what's in it for you. And then more importantly, it's developing that relationship and letting it grow over the course of time and doing 10, 20, 30, 40 other deals, or having 10, 20, 30, 40 other people telling other people how great you are right. to do other deals. Mm. And people always thought that it was like that. So I ended up putting it in the book. They say that the one who says the number first is the one that loses and things of that nature. I actually like the negotiation part of laying it on the table. Here's where I'm at with this. Here's what I seek.
Here's what I want.
Here's what I want, and here's what value that I could bring to you. Mm. And I think it just takes the question out of the room. You know.
What if you could have gotten more?
Then you could have gotten more. But what if you say something and somebody says, "Well, we're not even in that ballpark."
Right.
Right. You can always upsell. You can always say, "Here's where I would like to be," and then someone says, "And here's what I'm willing to give." And they'd be like, "Oh, well, we want more than that." I'd be like, "Okay, but I gave you where I was at, but it cost me more.
Right.
It cost me more time or energy or product or inventory or whatever the case is, or relationships. You know."
Yeah.
What do they say? There's only three ways to deal with a customer: acquire a new one, upsell a current one, or make one buy more frequently.
Imagine the greatest version of yourself walking towards you. What would he look like? What would his energy be?
He would be kind, but informative, but also stern and tell you when you're, you know, when if you ask, be very real with you about advice. Mm-hmm. I think I'm living the person that I want to be right now. You know, I'm very happy with who I am. Yeah.
So imagine it's your last day on earth many, many years from now. But you get to leave behind three things you know to be true from all the lessons you've learned that you would share with the rest of us here on earth.
That I would leave with other people that they have to constantly educate, keep educating themselves. Number two is that they have to steal away time for themselves at any given moment with themselves and with their family, because you never know when you're gonna leave or somebody else is gonna leave you. And number three would probably be just really learn as much as you can to forgive and to love.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.